Hey guys, it's Impact Defense, and we are live for our 25th episode.
Live with 25.
Welcome to the Impact Defense Podcast. We're dedicated to giving you the information that you need to help keep you safe. Now, let's join our hosts, Brian and Jada.
Hello, everyone. We are live with our 25th podcast.
Yeah, we wanted to do something kind of special for this one. So, for that, we decided to go live on Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah. No editing, just unfiltered us.
So. Yes. That kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
So, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for our 25th podcast.
And then Kylie had an excellent idea. She was, why don't we just go live with it? And we decided that was an awesome idea, and we came up with a fantastic topic to talk about. This story has been a buzz on several social medias. It is huge right now, and when we saw the video, we understood why. We've been tagged in it several times, and this is our response. We are super excited.
Yes.
We are super excited for this.
Yep. And also, after we talk a little bit, if you know, as people are coming on and different things, we'll see if we can't answer some questions. I'm trying to get this pulled up so I can.
And then later on, we can answer some of your questions and stuff. Hi people.
We are going to do our best to answer questions and comments on the video, but we have several things filming right now. Yep. And so we're going to have some trouble getting to all of the questions and the comments. So please be patient. We're not trying to ignore you. It's just going to be kind of hard for us to see.
Yep. So we'll do our best. I've got it on here so I can see some of the questions better as well. So somebody says you have helped many of us so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our goal is to get this information out there to everyone we can.
Everyone.
And if we've helped you, that is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has been... We just heard again from someone who said that they were in a situation, and because of some of the videos, they were able to escape that situation, and that was very exciting. I always love hearing that kind of situation or that kind of stuff. I hate to hear that anybody actually goes through anything, to be honest with you, but that is, you know, that is something that we love to hear, that the information that we put out was actually helpful. Somebody asked what to do when we get strangled by the neck. We are actually doing a series on that right now, and the first video is going to be coming out today.
Yeah, I was just editing some of them a few minutes ago when I came up with the idea of doing this.
Yeah.
So, for 25th episode of the podcast.
Yep. Yeah. So the answer to that is, it's in editing right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead, and the first thing we're going to do, and I'm going to try to keep track of some of the questions, but we're going to try to answer most of the questions toward the end, or as many as we can. The first thing I want to do, though, is talk about the story that just happened that we were tagged in.
Yes.
And Jada has more of the details on that, so she's going to kind of help us out with that.
Okay, so what happened, there was this 11-year-old girl waiting at her bus stop, and some of you have probably heard this already, but an 11-year-old girl waiting at her bus stop, she was playing with some blue slime. When she sees this white van or SUV coming around, and she had been approached by the man in that van before, and she said that he made her so uncomfortable the first time that as soon as she saw it, she was really weary. And when she started to pick up her backpack and try to leave, the man rushed at her and he pulled out a knife from behind his back. And he grabbed her in a headlock and started dragging her away. Two important things. Grabbed her around the head and had a knife. Okay, and we get asked about this all the time. When we talk about our drop, flow, wiggle, scream, what if they have a weapon? What if they have a knife? So just keep that in mind as we continue talking about this.
Yeah.
But the 11-year-old girl waiting at her bus stop, a man runs up and puts her in a headlock and pulls out a knife and starts dragging her. We have been tagging this video so many times, and the reason is because of the way she escaped. All right.
We have no earthly idea who she is necessarily. We don't know if she saw our videos. We have no earthly idea if what she was doing came from anything that we were teaching or anybody else taught.
Yeah, and frankly, we don't really care.
We're just glad that she got out of the situation.
Yes, so we... In the end, it doesn't matter if she saw our videos or not. What she did worked, and she got away. And now, when you look at the video, you see that all she did was she dropped her weight, and the guy fell over. And then she scrambled, got up, and ran.
The guy had a knife.
She dropped and flailed.
There's no sound of the video, so we don't know if she may have been screaming, any of that.
We don't know anything about the sound.
That she was, because it just helps to create, you know, more or get more attention.
The point is, she got away with a couple minor scratches and some mental trauma, which obviously mental trauma is going to happen. Someone tried to snatch her.
Yes.
And that is an absolutely terrifying thing. The thing was, she managed to keep a clear enough head to actually fight and try and get away.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kylie, have you actually gotten to see that video?
No, I haven't.
We didn't show her the video?
We did not show her the video.
I think we were so excited. We were talking about it and looking at it. We didn't actually show her the video. So...
Okay, so maybe you guys get to see her real-time reaction.
Yeah.
I think Brian's going to bring it up.
Okay. Yep. So, and I know there's some questions coming through. Like I said before, we will actually check that out at the end of the time.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to do our best to get to your comments. But once again, we are on a podcast. So we've got to cover our topic too. We're going to do our best to get to it.
Yes. Yep.
You guys keep talking. I want to see if I can't pull that up really quick.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and review one more time. We are on our 25th podcast. We're live with it. That's why we have the mic and everything.
Live of 25.
All right. And our topic we're talking about is the video that everyone's been talking about and tagging us in. The video of the 11-year-old girl escaping someone trying to snatch her. Actually, a man armed with a knife trying to snatch her.
It's going to take me a minute.
It's going to take you a minute.
Looks like it.
Oh, my word. What an exciting topic. Yeah.
Scary and horrible, and we don't want
it to happen. Scary and horrible.
So don't
don't try to get yourself in that situation.
Don't misjudge.
Don't misjudge our excitement.
So the excitement is not that this happened. We hate that it happened.
Yeah.
The excitement is that what she did worked in that situation, which is the same stuff that we have been telling everybody about for quite some time. You notice that when looking at the video, that she, you know, was working to get away, or back up. When she made it really hard on him, he gave up. And that was the thing. That was the main thing there. When she made the situation really hard on him,
The thing we are excited about is we hear, this is not the thing we're excited about, but what we hear all the time is about the kids who get snatched.
Okay,
like, the kids who are already missing. We hear those stories all the time. Do you realize how encouraging it is for us to actually see one where someone got away and actually didn't give in? They really fought to get away? That is so exciting for us.
It is very, very exciting.
Okay.
Okay.
So, just in case there is any kind of copyright, whatever, on anything that we're doing live, we won't have any sound of this.
Yeah, these
are
not...
You guys will be able to kind of follow along with Kylie's reactions. Talk it through, because, you know, there is an audio portion to this.
Okay.
So, there we go.
All right, so it looks like she's sitting.
Yep, so white.
Yep.
SUV.
White car comes. She's waiting for a bus. White car. He comes out running, and then she tries to run away. He grabs her. She starts dropping her weight and flailing. And wow, that is awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
That is so awesome.
So he falls, and once she wiggles out and stands up, he runs and takes off back to his van.
Yep.
Because criminals are lazy. They try to pick easy targets.
Okay. One thing I want to bring up is the guy had a knife.
Yeah.
He pulled out a knife.
Okay, so somebody says, oh, no, I hope they find her and she's safe. No, she's safe.
She's safe. She is. They actually caught the guy, too. So she was playing with this blue slime, and she described the vehicle and everything to people, and they had the video footage. So they found the guy's vehicle, and then whenever they brought him in for questioning, he still had some of her blue slime on his arm, which I thought was awesome.
Yes, very, very.
He was tagged.
He was tagged. She is completely safe. This is why we're talking about this. She is safe. Some mental trauma and a couple scratches, but she made it out.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Like I said, the guy had a knife. We get asked this question all the time with our drop flow wheel screens. Like, but what if they have a knife? The guy was out to snatch this girl. He wanted her to go with him. When someone uses a knife or any kind of weapon, their goal is to scare you into complying. What benefit would he have of trying to snatch this girl, really, and her making it really difficult on him? Well, his goal is to have her. If he killed her, there would be nothing for him.
Yeah.
Other than a murder of a child charge.
Yeah.
Reviewing for those who just joined, we're talking about the 11-year-old girl who managed to escape someone trying to snatch her. She dropped her weight, and she flailed, and she got up and ran away. And he ran back to his van and was later caught. And that is really exciting. The question we keep getting asked, or the suggestions that people keep making, is that they want to know if we think that she saw our videos, and they want, or they say they're convinced that she saw our videos, and that's why she was able to get away. And Kylie, you go ahead and answer this time.
We have no idea if she actually saw our videos. We're just excited that she got away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no way of knowing if she saw our videos at one point and it just clicked with her. But in the end, it doesn't really matter. She gets all the credit for what she did.
Yes.
She fought, she didn't stop fighting, and she got away. And that is absolutely amazing. By any chance this little girl or someone in her family ever sees this, fantastic. Great for her. We are so proud of her.
All right, let's talk for a couple minutes about something. If someone, and we're going to come back and we're going to look at any question. If you have any questions, put questions in there. Either one of them, we'll try to keep track of both TikTok and Facebook and answer the questions that we see come through. But if you are trying to work with your child on this, one thing, or anybody, a child, spouse, brother, sister, anybody, if you're trying to work with your child on this or somebody on this, we run into things where people talk to us and comment to us or ask us questions. We also run into situations where, like, we're here and we're doing training for a particular group. We have a group training coming up this weekend. And we usually get the questions every time. When somebody is grabbing a hold of someone and trying to drag them away, then it's the intentions of that person is different than the person that is grabbing a hold of the person. You know, you're grabbing a hold of somebody.
Go ahead and clarify that.
Yeah, if I'm training and I'm trying to break, I don't know if break is the right word, but trying to train this situation, a lot of times what happens is people will come up, husbands to wives, parents to kids, sometimes kids to parents if the kid's big enough, they'll grab them in such a way and just like grab them, just try to squeeze the life out of them. And they're like, well, wait a second, this whole drop, flow, wiggle, scream thing is not working. Okay, well, we watch a video like this, that this actually happened in a situation. His intentions were different than the parent, brother, sister, child's, whatever, when they're trying to grab somebody and trying to train this.
So the intentions in training are different than the intentions in real life.
Yes.
Yes.
So a lot of times, that is where a lot of people have problems with it. They look, oh, well, it just doesn't work. Not necessarily. Yeah. Okay? I think the better thing is to actually train it where you grab somebody, or you grab, if you're working with your kids, because that's usually most of the time where we get it from.
Yeah.
So if you're working with your kids, grab your kid and try to drag them somewhere. It's a different feel. It is not a squeeze the life out of them thing.
It's not a standing still and latching on.
Yeah.
It's trying to pull them somewhere.
Yeah.
And that changes everything.
Yeah. And try to do it quickly. So, like, in the idea of...
you see the guy in the video.
Know, don't just, like, surprise attack him. But, you know...
We're talking about when you and your kids sit down to really work on this and you're trying to teach them some things to help them be safe. When you're training with them, train as close to the real scenario as you can safely.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about right now is attempted abduction. The little girl who stopped herself from being taken away by the guy trying to snatch her. He really quickly ran towards her, grabbed her, and started really quickly trying to drag her towards his vehicle. She dropped her weight, and she wiggled and flailed out, and then she was able to stand up and run away. He fell. Whenever he was trying to drag her and she dropped her weight and started making it difficult on him, he fell over. That's because him trying to hold on to her was second to him trying to pull her somewhere.
Yep.
It puts him off balance. It causes all of these issues. The biggest problem we see when people are training something like our drop, flail, wiggle, scream is that they try to latch onto their partner, or their partner tries to latch onto them and just hold on really tight to make it really difficult for them to get away. That's okay, but we see people failing to get out more in that situation than we do in real life. because the intentions are different. The person you're training with, their intention is to just hang on to you and try to keep you in one spot. Someone trying to take you away in real life, their goal is to try and get you to their car. If they're holding you in one spot, they're not getting you anywhere.
Yep.
You can make it a whole lot harder for someone to escape when you're holding them in one spot than you can when you are actually trying to drag them away.
Exactly. So, you know, make sure we're trained properly. Another thing, so that's kind of one thing. In reality, we'll bust the myth of the idea that if somebody's holding you really, really tight, you can't get out, because the intention makes a huge difference in how they're holding you. Another thing is the knife. Because a couple things we got questions about with some of their other things was when we're teaching some of the stuff, well, what if they just pull a knife out and stab you? And one of the things was, like, what if they pull a knife out and stab you and, you know, because they can't get you to come somewhere, so they just stab you and try to patch you up later. That's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Their goal is, that's not their goal. They don't want to damage you. Because, unfortunately, in a situation like that, you are valuable to them.
It's like if you are someone who buys and sells, like a retailer. If the retailer, in order to make something less valuable so they could get it at a cheaper price, you know, if they just went and broke it, like if they're buying coffee mugs or something and they broke the handle so that they could get it for a different price. Or coffee mug's not worth anything if the handle's broken.
If you're buying stuff to sell and then you break it in the process, you either have to throw it away or you have to sell it at a much, much discounted price. And it's not worth it in those situations. They're not... The tool there, the knife, the gun, the whatever, it's there as a
tool means of getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have to... it's intimidation. They're using it to try and get what they want.
It's an intimidation factor. It's not like I'm actually going to stab you. It's just there so that you're afraid that he's actually... or she is actually going to stab you when really, they're not.
Yeah. It's that whole idea of somebody holding a knife or a gun on you and say, you don't come quietly, I'm going to stab you, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to do any of these things.
The likelihood that they're going to do it is nothing, basically.
Yeah. Your chances are much, much better that they will not do that.
Yes.
Than you going away with them.
Let's talk some statistics. Let's first say, what is your likelihood of coming back if you go away with someone?
Your likelihood of coming back?
Mm-hmm.
15%.
Okay. So your likelihood of coming back if someone actually manages to get you in the vehicle and they manage to take you to a secondary location, your likelihood of coming back is 15%. It may be less than that now.
I think the main
reason... But what is your likelihood of surviving
an attack with a weapon.
Oh, okay. In a situation like that where it's used as a tool, it's much, much higher than the average.
Mm-hmm. But let's say that...
if somebody comes at you with a knife intending to hurt you, you have a 60% survival rate.
Mm-hmm. Someone there to abduct you, their goal is not to hurt you in the moment. So your likelihood of surviving an attack with someone whose full intention to hurt you is...
60%. And I think...
Not 16, 60.
Right.
60% likelihood. Your likelihood of surviving someone whose intention is not to use the weapon is so much higher.
90 to 95%. Somewhere in that
range. 90 to 95%.
Because that changes the attack. Yeah. If they're using it as an intimidation tool only, your chances of survival is 90 to 95% if you fight back.
And people think that if they get stabbed, oh no, I am now... dead.
Right, when exactly. Really, that's not true either.
It's not true. Like there was a story where a police officer or something like that.
Let me just say. So through some of the training that I have done in the past, it was talking about knife attacks and how much it actually takes to stop somebody or for somebody to die. Sometimes there are times where people get stabbed, like 60 plus times and live through it even.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because you might get cut or something like that, don't just assume that, like, oh, it's over.
You still keep fighting.
Yeah.
No matter what.
All right.
But that's why we love that video so much, because she didn't decide to go with him just because he was scaring her or tried to use the knife to intimidate her. She decided to keep fighting and try and get away.
Yep.
And because of that, she's okay today.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
And once again, if she somehow manages to see this, we are so proud of you. We are so sorry that it happened to you in the first place.
Yes.
But we are so proud of how you handled it.
Yes.
Yep. You are...
A lot of people don't handle it that way.
You are such a strong young lady.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see some questions now.
Yep. Your fault says hi.
Hi.
Okay. Super fast jellyfish says hello. Julia says God and Jesus love you. Loves you too.
Yep.
Okay, super fast jellyfish says my favorite sport is jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is a great base for self-defense. We talked a lot about a lot of bases for self-defense. There are some really, really good bases for self-defense. Martial arts makes a really good base for self-defense. And really good martial arts makes really good bases for self-defense. So we are big proponents of stuff like jiu-jitsu, good styles. And it's hard to tell good styles from others, but there's a lot of really good styles out there that make good bases for self-defense.
We have a question that says, hey, how are you? I'm doing pretty good today.
We're a little tired. We just came back from two long days of training.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we did.
We're beat.
Bella Smith 492 says, thank you guys. Thank you. We are so happy when people like actually come on and interact and do all these things.
Yes. We couldn't do any of this without you guys.
Yeah.
So, and the last time we went live, I was not on. So, this is the first time I've been live,
at least TikTok. On TikTok
anyway. Been live on Facebook lots and lots of times. But, yeah. But, yeah, we are big proponents of training. So, we spent the last 2 days training a couple hours away.
Yep, we even made a video.
Yeah, that's right. We did make a video.
Going down.
Driving down.
Go ahead and check that out.
So.
And once this podcast comes out, you can even go to our website and listen to it.
Yeah, it's on our website.
Yeah.
Or any of our other podcasts. This is our Live at 25, 25th podcast.
So we've done 24 more.
Yeah. Some are better than others. Some of that has to do with how ADD we are that day.
And how tired we are.
And how tired we are. We have very busy
lives. Physically taxing lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We run classes here in our facility 4 days a week, and then we also run weekend seminars, sometimes two, sometimes even 3 days over the weekend. So we stay really...
How was training?
Training was good. It was kind of stressful.
Yeah.
But good.
Like the first day, it was kind of relaxed because it was a fast day.
I was more stressed the first day.
I wasn't that stressed because I knew we were going to get out early. So
well, that turned out really well, didn't it?
Oh, gosh. So Tuesday, we...
So this was... Okay, so to give a little background...
at 6 o'clock in the morning. And
to give a little background, we do...
5:30.
Okay, I got you. Hold on a second. To give a little bit of background, we do... we are self-defense... We're martial arts instructors, certified... I'm a certified hand-to-hand combatives instructor, and then also... So they do a lot of that kind of stuff as well. Abduction prevention instructors, security teams, all this kind of stuff. But we also are actually, like... I'm a pistol instructor, defensive pistol instructor, rifle instructor, shotgun instructor. They are assistant and apprentice pistol instructors, and we were going up this weekend, or not this weekend,
and what assistant and apprentice means is we did all the same training, we're just not old enough to technically be the
instructors. We did exactly the same shooting qualification.
Just the same written test.
Same written test.
The same everything. So yeah. They were doing stuff for rifle training. And, well, so was I, actually. I was finishing up my rifle stuff. And so that was the first time we had ever taken, like, any of those classes together. It's either been either me or them, but this time we actually ended up taking it together. And so it was fun. They were kind of stressed out.
We're always nervous when we go up there, basically.
Oh! The person we were training with, he is on TikTok as Fat Boy with the Gunfellas.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
Yes.
He has a phenomenal training history. If you have any question about any kind of firearm training, he is the person to go to. So, Fat Boy with the Gunfellas. I think he's at Gunfellas on TikTok.
Yep, at Gunfellas.
So, he's fantastic. Great guy. Phenomenal trainer. You should check him out.
Hi, Chloe.
Yep. Hello, Chloe.
All right. So
we have a good question. What is our favorite self-defense move or technique?
I don't know. We all have different favorite self-defense moves, but the thing is, different moves work in different situations. You can't use just your favorite technique in every situation. It might not work in every situation. But we certainly have some of our favorite things to do.
Okay, let's do this. What's your favorite self-defense strike?
Favorite self-defense strike?
What's yours? Go ahead. Wait, what was Janet's?
Why do I have to go first?
Because I'm still thinking. Because
I pointed at you.
Probably the palm heel.
Kylie?
I like the hammer fist.
Kylie likes hammer fists.
I like palm heel, too.
So, those are two of our favorite self-defense strikes. What else?
I'm trying to think.
I feel like we were talking about something.
We were talking about favorite self-defense
strikes. Oh, yeah, our training yesterday. And we're really well.
Yes.
But we are exhausted because Tuesday we left at 6 o'clock in the morning and then...
Didn't get back until after 8 o'clock that night.
Yeah, didn't get back until after 8.
The main reason for that is because...
Everything was just going wrong. Equipment-wise, we just had lots of problems, lots of equipment issues, but, you know, it ended up
the gun that I wanted to use, turns out you can't use. So we ended up going to a gun store and buying something and trying to sight it in the same day. And another gun for backup.
It ended up working out really well.
Yeah.
But that poor little rifle, it got a lot of work this week.
Yeah, it was dirty. Extremely dirty.
Chloe, thank you for asking. We are all very good, very happy, but just very tired.
Yes.
I don't know how long you've been here, but we've been talking about the little girl who managed to save herself from being snatched. And once again, we're going to say this again, we have no idea if she's seen our videos. People keep tagging and saying that they're convinced that she's seen our videos. but that's because what she did goes right in line with what we teach.
Yeah.
The answer we have is we have no idea if she's seen our videos or not, and it doesn't matter because she is the reason she is safe today.
Yes.
She had the instinct or the training or whatever to fight off her would-be snatcher. And she gets all the credit for what she did. We don't care if she's seen our videos or not. We are just so happy that she was able to act and get away.
Yep. All right. We are going to have to actually wrap this up.
Have we gone through all of the questions?
I think we've hit all the questions for the most part. Yeah, being that we are on at 11 o'clock, it is not the
best time to be live.
Yeah, we're not going to have a tremendous amount. I know, I saw.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
to you who just commented, who wants us to say hi.
That would be Chloe, I think.
Hi.
Talk. And actually, our next podcast, we're going to have a special guest.
We are going to have a very special guest. Now, unless you are in the martial arts world, you may not know him, but his name is Ian Abernathy. He is going to be on
our... Super cool, super knowledgeable.
Dude is super nice. Phenomenal. A karate guy, and talking about a lot of the karate kata or the forms and how those are actually really, really... I'm looking forward to this conversation because we are big into reality-based self-defense, and he's going to talk about the link between kata and forms and to like actual reality-based self-defense because we've seen a few things and are doing some of that stuff, but it's really, really cool.
And another thing, we are actually going to have a weekend seminar at Landmark.
Myrtle Beach.
We are going to be doing a destination, our first destination training. This is going to be centered around families.
Family self-defense training. Self-defense and anti-abduction?
Yes. So
self-defense and anti-abduction.
Over a weekend, a Friday evening and Saturday. So we're going to do 4 hours on Friday evening, and we're going to do 8 hours total on Saturday. We'll do like 4 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. We kind of split up and give everybody a break in between. We're really looking forward to this. And actually, what we're going to do is do some abduction prevention training. Really good, like, self-defense stuff. Like, really, really deep level stuff that a lot of people really don't get into. And that's kind of what we have kind of built our self-defense stuff up.
But our point is, we want to see you there. This is an opportunity for you to come meet us and train with us and get this training in person. We would absolutely love to meet some of you guys. So once again, Landmark, Myrtle Beach.
October 15th and 16th.
Okay. We will hopefully have it on the website
within the next week.
Yes.
I'm still waiting. We've already signed the contract.
I'm so excited to see you guys there.
Nope, you are not annoying us at all, Chloe. No. You're awesome.
You're awesome.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I love interacting.
Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
and if you guys like this, we might actually try to do more of our podcast live and then just kind of see how it works out. We'll see how that goes. I'm not sure.
But the Landmark Myrtle Beach training opportunity, that is October
15th and 16th. If this is something, and this is something we have not put out there yet, we've actually said it once before, twice before about that one, but what we have not told everybody is if you have, and it helps if you've got some training, but you don't have to have any kind of like real training because we will train you. If you come here and go through the training, and let's say you are 18 plus, you're doing the family thing, maybe you're a parent of a kid who really has a passion for this like we do, we are actually going to do instructor certification the next morning.
Okay, so certified to teach some of the things we teach.
Yes. We're going to certify some people on abduction prevention training. Not the entire thing that we're running, but that abduction prevention stuff. And we will give you all kinds of stuff, like a PowerPoint to go with, lots of work to help you out. And just everything to kind of help get the word out, and because our goal is to get out there and help as many people as possible through this.
Yes. So if you are interested in coming and meeting us and doing some training with us on October 15th and 16th, we will have the information for that up on the website.
Yeah. I can tell you now it's going to be $67 for the weekend. So we're not charging a whole lot to do it.
Yeah.
That's almost as much as we charge for a 4-hour seminar, and this is going to be 12 hours, so.
Yeah. The point is, we just want to get enough so that we can keep going. We have to be able to afford to get down there and back. But Myrtle Beach training opportunities. We're going to have it on our website, impactdefense.online. Keep your eyes out for it. That's where we put all of our training opportunities. Our podcast is on there, the one that you guys are on right now, and some of your comments are on right now. So if you guys are just joining, this whole thing, whatever you've missed by just coming on right now, that's going to be on our podcast. Because we're live with our 25th podcast right now.
And it's going to be up next week.
It will be up on Monday next week. So if you haven't checked it out, the Impact Defense podcast, it's on Spotify or our website, impactdefense.online.
Yep.
Thank you to you guys who are saying your videos are really helpful and could save someone's life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Things like that are encouraging to us. Yeah. Our hope is that no one ever has to use the things we teach. But if they do, our hope is that it works for them and that they can go on living their lives.
Yep. All right. So we do need to wrap up, guys, because we have to get ready and we have private lessons and then classes to teach. So thank you guys so very much. We have really, really thoroughly enjoyed this.
Yes,
I love if this doing is lives. Something that you guys like and it seems to go over well. Okay, if this is something that you guys like and, you know, we might try to do another one again live. So, all right, thank you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Impact Defense Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about how to keep yourself safe, check out the articles, videos, courses, and seminars at www.impactdefensenc.com. We also do training for security teams, churches, businesses, groups, and more. Stay sharp, stay focused, and train hard.